many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. Those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. In action is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Barbara Jean Lindsay is an internationally acclaimed psychic, spiritual healer, author, and founder of the online mystery school Esoteric University. As the cosmic oracle, she is a conduit to the powers that be to answer your questions about your future self, past lives, current career, love. She shines light into the darkness to illuminate what was, what may be, and beyond. The readings and advice given by Barbara Jean Lindsay are for entertainment purposes only, should not take the place of any medical, legal, or financial advice given to you by a qualified professional, and are not a substitute for medical, legal, or financial advice. If you need a doctor, call a doctor. If you need to be expanded, call the Cosmic Oracle.
Welcome to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. And we have with us our co-host, Bradley Peterson. How are you doing, Bradley?
I am wonderful, Barbara.
Woo-hoo!
Great to see you. And Evan.
I'm doing great. It's wonderful. It's like 87 in here today. The air conditioning broke down. And so I'm having a little bit of a sauna. So I thought I'd put on a little moisturizer, you know, and kind of go with it a little bit here today. So I'm going to be drinking some iced tea
so you turned it into a spa day.
It's a spa day. It is. It truly is here. So I'm detoxing as I'm talking. How's that, right?
Perfect segue to Devin, right?
I know. So Devin Kramer is our guest. We're so excited to have you here with us this evening, Devin. And
you've
been so patient. We were going to have you on before I had this a magical trip to Thailand. So I'm back, and we have you here today, and it's just perfect. And I think it's perfect because you just have a new book out. We wouldn't have been able to talk about that before. So we have some perfect timing, shall we say, right? All about the timing. Well, let me let our listeners know who you are, a little bit about you, and why I think it's important, your work and what you do, and why we have you as our guest this evening. Before I do, though, I do want to ask our listeners to give generously to Revolution Radio. We're an all-volunteer station, and that means no one gets paid. So we've been doing this. I thought it was my eighth year, but someone told me it was my 9th year doing this. So if there's an administrator out there, could you let me know, has it been 8 years or 9 years? I don't remember, doing a weekly show here and bringing on guests from all over the world, speaking their truth and sharing their wisdom. And I think the main thing is passion. We have such passionate people on the Cosmic Oracle Show, and you're going to just love Devin as much as I do already, and I just met him, you know? So let's tell you a little bit about him. Devin Kramer is a survivor of a near-death experience. He generously shares his profound knowledge and wisdom with the world. Through his transformative encounter, he gained deep insights into life, death, numbers, mathematics, spirituality, and an array of fascinating subjects. At Nine Vibes, and that's his website, ninevibesuniversal.com, he gained deep insights into life, death, numbers, mathematics, spirituality, and an array of fascinating subjects. At Nine Vibes, Devin conducts enlightening classes on healing, meditation, self-discovery, and more. With unwavering belief in the transformative powers of unconditional love, compassion, and kindness. Using his expertise, he supports and guides others in increasing their vibrational frequency. Devin is driven by a profound purpose to share wisdom and knowledge with the world. So welcome aboard. And I do want to talk about your books, too. But you have three. One you just got published today. Was it today or the 21st? Something like that?
On the 21st of August, yes.
Yeah.
Picked up by a publisher.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It was just an ebook, and now it's going to, you said it was just published in India as well?
Yes. In India and internationally, you can get the book. So
very exciting.
I was very excited about that.
Wow. And so to be an author of three books, that takes some focus.
Indeed.
So let's start then. Let's start back. Let's go a little bit maybe before your NDE and what your life was like before that. And okay. And then Bradley, whenever you want to jump in, of course.
Perfect. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So before my NDE, my life was drastically different. I was in and out of the hospital 21 times in 2 years. I had kidney stones, kidney infections. I went septic in the hospital. I was agoraphobic. By all accounts, I was pretty much dying. And numerous times that I had been to the hospital, that was pretty much where it was going towards if I wouldn't have had some kind of drastic uptake in my health. And so I was depressed. I was basically behind a screen at all times. I worked from home. I did college online. I dated online. Everything was pretty much in the safety of my home because I was very much agoraphobic. So I spent a lot of time reading and studying, but nothing that was ever spiritual because I was raised Christian. And you kind of stay on one specific path. In fact, anything like chakras is something, you know, you wouldn't want to go down that path. So everything I was studying, you know, the Zohar, the Kabbalah, I was really into reading the Bible. So I read the Bible numerous times, front and back. And so that was pretty much my life. And then my NDE happened and everything changed at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Caitlin Brinkoff says, 9th year and working 9 vibes. She's loving it. So
it does align, absolutely.
It does. And so from this experience, then when you... did you flatline, or how did you go into where you had the NDE itself?
So I didn't actually flatline. My NDE experience was actually outside of the EMTs. I didn't see the EMTs until the very end of the experience. So what had basically happened is I had come home one day. Everything was just a normal day. I was trying to change my health, and so I was trying to get off of pain meds that they were giving me and tried to find something more natural. And I ended up getting some CBD. I came home I thought this would be great. You know, it's very healthy. And again, let me make it very clear, I have no problem with CBD. CBD is an exceptionally healthy thing, but I had an adverse reaction. Healthy. Mm-hmm. And again, let me make it very clear, I have no problem with CBD. CBD is an exceptionally healthy.
What ended up happening, but I had an adverse reaction.
Within 30 seconds, it was very clear, I have no problem with CBD. CBD is I knew instantly that something was very wrong. Mm-hmm. I went into a panic mode. I could feel as if my body was shutting down, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I knew I had to call 911. And so that's what I did. I grabbed my phone. I called 911. I let them know that I felt like everything was collapsing in on me. Mm-hmm. And about the time that I was able to get that out, I hit the counter, dropped my phone, passed out basically at that point, or fell to the ground. And so the next thing that I remember is getting up. So I stood up and I remember looking around and everything was so bright. It was like looking at colors I had never seen before, mm-hmm. but they didn't hurt my eyes. It was almost like they were the brightest they could be, but it didn't bother me at all to look, you know, at these colors. And so at this point, it just everything felt really weird. It felt like I was in time, but also outside of time. I couldn't figure out the difference between the two. I knew I was breathing. I knew I was walking, but I didn't feel like I was actually inside of time. Mm-hmm. And so I walked around the corner, and on this day, there was a lot of just chaos on the news. And when I walked around the corner, there was absolutely nothing. It was frozen on the TV. Nothing was moving. Nothing was happening. And so at this point, I thought to myself, something bad happened. And I had been reading a lot of information, so I thought maybe like a, you know, Mayan comet hit something, you know, that just wiped out everybody at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the moment I thought that, was the moment I got this overwhelming response of, no, it's just you in this experience. And so once I got that understanding and I went, okay, I died. This was it. This was that moment I was so afraid of my whole life, and I'm in it. And not only was I okay, I was more than okay. I felt more loved, more safe, more secure in that moment than I ever have in my whole life. And so when I understood kind of what was happening, I remember sitting down because I felt overwhelmed by everything. I remember sitting down and I looked over and I could see my body laying over where I had fallen. And at that point, I hadn't seen it. There was no correlation between the two. I thought everything was okay. It just felt weird. And when I saw my body, I called my lab over because I may not have had any friends because I was agoraphobic, but I had a best friend who was my dog. And I called her over and she saw me. She heard me and she saw me in some vibrational way because she came over to me to rest her head down on my knee. And about that time, I took in a deep breath, ready for whatever was next. I knew something was coming. I just didn't know what it was, but I knew that I was excited for it. And so I took in a deep breath. And at the moment that I opened my eyes, I'm now looking up from the ground and the EMTs are above me. They're trying to get me to talk. They're trying to get me to open, like to show that I'm awake. I couldn't quite understand them. It was exceptionally traumatic for me at that moment because I was so ready for whatever came next. Yeah. And here it is, I'm right back in this situation. And so I remember like all these just emotions, so much emotions were just flooding through me. And so they actually, I lived in a small town, so we all knew each other. And so they had done all the tests that they needed to make sure my blood pressure was okay at a certain point. They stayed with me for 3 hours. They stayed with me for 3 hours to try to convince me that I wasn't dead because I couldn't let go of that. I thought that I was. I thought that even in this experience that, you know, something happened. And so they stayed with me for 3 hours until I was at a place where all of my scans basically showed that I was okay, or all my tests showed that I was okay. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up leaving at that point. I don't know why I didn't go to the hospital. Now, looking back at it, when you see the full story, it was actually a stroke that I had. I just didn't know at the time. But I also know that I felt like they were more spiritually aligned than I was, even at that point, and that they knew what they were doing. And so everything they were talking to me about was very not your typical conversation between EMTs and somebody. So I felt like there was just more there that was going on than what I knew. And so that was my experience. And in that moment, it broke my reality. It broke away fear because there was no hell. There was nothing waiting for me at that point. And then from there is where I started receiving downloads.
Wow, how long were you on the floor before the EMTs arrived?
I can only guess that it would have been about 18 to 21 minutes, and that's just because of the fact that it takes 18, 21 minutes to get to me from where I lived in North Carolina. So the amount of time that I dropped the phone to when the EMTs came was roughly about that time.
So your experience, did it feel like 18 to 20 minutes, or did it feel longer, shorter, like a moment, or?
It felt like about 5 minutes. It was a very quick, like, walking through. Each moment was kind of like 30 seconds, but I guess it was a lot longer in the overall.
Wow. And your dog, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She saw me. She laid her head down on my lap. I knew she was with me. She's the only person I wanted with me, you know, through this whole entire experience. And I keep looking at that moment. I'm like, how did she see me? And of course, I love energy. So now I understand that she, you know, felt my energy. But at the time, I couldn't make sense of it. I was like, how is she able to see me? But now I understand.
Yeah. Since that time and you're in between the worlds, kind of like, did you feel anything? Did you feel your body at all? Or were you just free from the body, free from the pain, free from the suffering?
Yeah, so I was completely free of the body. There was absolutely no connection whatsoever. I knew I was breathing. That I was aware of. I was aware of breathing. So obviously, you know that you have lungs or there's some kind of way that this is happening. But there was absolutely no pain, no suffering, no fear. It was just, it didn't exist in this realm at all. It didn't cross my mind to be afraid. And whatever was guiding me through this, that was answering questions for me, was the most loving experience I could ever describe. It just was the encompassing of just compassion for me in this moment.
And were you aware that the EMTs or that you had called 911 and the EMTs were on the way, or were you just not even thinking about that anymore?
Not at all. Didn't even cross my mind. I was blown away when I'm looking at them at that point in time. Yeah. It happened so fast.
And so in that experience, when you're 100% in that experience, right, you're just in between the worlds, where you're in between. It's so in that, did it change later your relationship with your body?
Oh, it changed everything. Absolutely everything. I'm very much aware as to why I was sick. I had no bond with my body. I had no bond with people. And I believe that the totality of the universe, the totality of spirit, the totality of consciousness is the totality of all bonds. Every time you bond with someone, you're getting more and more consciously aware. And so at that point, I understood why I was sick. I had no bond whatsoever. I had no bond with anything such as water. And now I charge my water every single day. Mm-hmm. I had no bond with energy. And now I spend my days, you know, teaching people how to actually connect to energy they can't see. Mm-hmm. I completely understand why everything happened. And it changed everything in my life.
It's like that old Soviet experiment at the orphanage where they segment babies and give some no love and no attention and give the others love and attention, and they all get sick and die.
Exactly. Yeah. It is absolutely vital, the bonds that we have in our lives. And I've gone a step further to really study and understand bonds, because bonds are just, if you were to take one bond as a circle and another, like one person of the bond of the circle and another person as a circle, and you overlap them, you create a vesica Pisces. And within that center is where true power lies. It's where love really resides, is when you bond with someone and you have that connection.
Hmm. And that could be with a person or with like a spirit guide or an angel or a...
Anything that you consider external of yourself. Right. Anything you can absolutely have a bond with.
And your dog. I love that your dog, she had the NDE too, right along with you, right?
She was there the whole time. Yes. She's the only thing I could tell you that was of that life that I actually interacted with in that state.
Yeah. Has she changed after your NDE too? If, you know, I would think that she probably would, right?
So she actually, she became more attentive to my life. Mm-hmm. She was absolutely my best friend in the world. She actually did pass away a few years ago. But because of what I had been through, I understood that she's energy. I can tap into that at any point in time and play catch with her or anything along those lines.
Can we stay on that for a moment? Because, you know, people always talk about death and people and all that, and it might be easier to have the conversation when it's a when it's your dog. You know, how do you experience that connection with, you know, and communicating with your dog?
So when I understood how energy works and I realized that she's just energy, right? My bond with her is exactly why she was valuable to me. And that's how it is with everybody in this world. And so when she did pass, I remember that night I went into a meditative state and I basically just visualized her energy and I saw it. I interacted with it. I was able to basically have my energy interact with her energy. So we were playing catch and it felt like she had never left. And I didn't have to have her physically there. I missed her, of course, because grieving is a very important part of life. You know, it's the not wanting to say goodbye, and that's completely okay. But I definitely was able to grieve a lot easier because of understanding how her energy and my energy work.
So you brought yourself into a positive experience with the, and that's how you kind of found the energy, you know, in that time, even when you had the grief or as the grief started to come down and you could get in, take some time and meditate. You found your dog through a good feeling, through the good feeling part of the thinking, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Through all the positive memories, you kind of just create that experience.
And, that's really cool.
And what's her name or is his name?
Her name was Nova.
Nova.
Just like the stars, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful name. That's interesting too, right? That her name was Nova. I love that.
Yeah.
Not a coincidence, right?
Yep.
We have a question from Jillian Leonard. And so glad you're here, Jillian, and you brought your love here. She's an amazing psychic herself and a beautiful beautiful goddess and mother. And so she, her question is, after experiencing the NDE, do you feel a sense of a life mission?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So prior to my NDE, I had I had zero calling in life. I was just trying to figure it out. I had no interest in numbers. Let me make that very clear. I don't understand why that decided to be the part of my life. But now I understand, because if I can get into numbers and understand this, anyone can. I had no interest in numbers, no interest in science. And I didn't really have a purpose to helping people, but I knew I wanted to. I knew that I wanted to help people. I just didn't know the path. And so after, so this was 6 years ago. This was in 2017. And so 6 years later, I now basically teach people on a daily basis. I meet with people. I guide them. I do daily posts on Facebook. I go into meditative states and answer questions for people. I teach them aerokinetics, how to interact with the energy that's around you so that you can work with elements. It has absolutely changed everything about my being, all the way down to the cells that I have, because I now understand that even the water in my cells responds to the vibration that I send out. And so I am healthier than I have ever been in my life in all areas.
Mm-hmm. So you found your own style of kung fu.
Yes.
You help other people learn it. That's amazing. Yeah, because it's a way of life. You know, it's an art and a skill and a consciousness and a flow and everything. Yeah. That's awesome. Wow.
Well, Michelle says she's excited for this. And Pinky Lee says, dogs are amazing. I bond with my dogs. And Caitlin says, we love you, Nova. And so we have a lot of dog love. I'm a big dog lover. You know, I've been... animal lover. So
I'm actually a professional dog trainer. So I trained dogs before this experience, but after this experience and I learned about energy, I changed everything I taught people about dogs.
Right.
And now, I can train a dog to do pretty much anything because it's all about the environment. Everybody tries to change the dog, just change the environment and the dog will go right into it. So I love animals.
Well, and you wrote a children's book about puppies.
I did.
Can you show us that book? Was that your first book that you wrote? Was that your first book that you wrote?
This is actually the second book that I wrote. I wrote a book that was basically using 9 as a cipher in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the very first ones that I wrote. It's basically 27 chapters of Facebook posts that I was doing that were following through how to apply 9 into your life. And then after that, I started working with kids and had people that were coming up to me saying, how can I help my kids understand this? So what I did is I wrote this book So it's Spirit Puppies, and it's Journey Beyond Life. And basically, it is very, very specific puppies that teach you about the afterlife and teach you about energy, vibration, frequency, how things work, but from an understanding that kids can understand.
I love
that. Would you mind reading, like, can you give us an example of that? I've never seen this approached with kids like that in this way.
Sure. Okay. So we have, like, just start from, like, the first page?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pictures are beautiful, too. The artwork there is beautiful.
Thank you. So the very, very beginning would say, once upon a time, some remarkable puppies roamed the land. They were magical, for they knew the secrets of life and death. Everywhere they went, they shared their knowledge of this mysterious topic, and each of the 18 puppies, 18 being a nine, were in charge of explaining one part of the great unknown. Being alive is a wonderful and incredible experience, and when it's time to say goodbye, it's still just as remarkable. Birth and death are just two steps in the same journey. It's like you're going from one place to the next. It's all part of the big cycle of life. And so basically each one is a puppy kind of giving you some information about your chakras and about energy and then about the afterlife.
Fantastic. So that's
what I wanted to.
Wow, that is very well. That is a very good concept for the book and a structure to lay out this type of conversation for kids. You know, and breaking it up into the 18 parts and having a puppy and everything. And the tone in there was awesome. You wrote that?
Yes, I did. I did. Huh. Yeah.
And Caitlin says that you have a great dog training book called Harmonic Canines.
I do. I've written quite a few books. Harmonic Canines is all about using Nikola Tesla's understanding of, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, vibration, and frequency. So it's about applying that to the very beginning of when you get your dog, all the way to basically at the point that they're an adult and living with you.
Yeah.
I loved writing that one as well.
Yeah. Well, and then let's go back to your book, Living Aligned by 369. Let's delve into that a little bit. Does that sound good?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
So Living Aligned, I can actually show you what it looks like here. That's Living Aligned by 369. I absolutely love the cover. Just reminded me very much of that energy feel that you wanted to get from it. But it is a book that is basically, it starts off with kind of getting you to understand meditation, to understand energy, to understand what Tesla was talking about when he was talking about 369 just in general. So for instance, there is a way that if you're struggling in this life to kind of make decisions, or if you're struggling with whether you should do something or not do something online, you can actually roll a dice. And if it lands on 369, you basically know, okay, the universe is behind you, because 369 is all about flow. So the universe is behind you. And so go ahead and move forward with it. If it lands on a 1, a 2, a 4, 8, a 7, or a 5, that's basically just saying, nope, not the right time, because that would be vortex math, which would end up being a light. So one of them is energy, one of them is light. And so it kind of just helps you make decisions in your life based off of just something like that. That's one example. There's also so much information. It goes into sacred geometry, the golden ratio. It talks about vortex math, chakras, chakra core memory work. It is 200 and I believe it should have been exactly... I wanted to make sure everything aligns with it. So it's 261, of course, which is going to be a 9. Mm-hmm. And so it just has, it's full of information on how each individual can start to live aligned by 369.
Fantastic. Well, and so how did you make it real to yourself first before you could give it out to others? So you came back from this NDE and you didn't know who you are or why you were here, and you were in like a really kind of a dark place. So coming out of that, what were the changes that you went through? What was it like? Were you like in a whole new body, a whole new perspective? How did you shake that off or bring it in, or what did you do with that, that wisdom that you received?
So interesting enough, the NDE is a really small part of the journey. Mm-hmm. Because in one of the meditations that I was in, so basically I knew I had all of this information. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to be able to understand it. So I was receiving all these downloads, but I couldn't understand anything that was being said. And a great example of that is that one morning I woke up and I looked at my notebook and I had these numbers written down. One of them was 137649. The other one was 862350. And I had no idea what these meant because numbers meant nothing to me. I just didn't know. And so I went on a journey to try to understand them, to find someone who had been talking about them or, you know, anything along those lines. And that's where I came across Nikola Tesla. And so then I started studying everything I could about Nikola Tesla. And I understood that the message that I got, for instance, those numbers are actually called alpha and omega numbers. When you align them on top of each other, they give you a perfect nine across the board. 1 and 8, 6 and 3, so on and so forth. So it's just perfectly aligned with 9. And so then in one of my meditations, I actually received this message that was really hard to understand. And it was that I was going to die at the age of 45. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I was trusting everything that I was receiving, but I didn't like that message. So I kind of like pushed it aside. But it kept coming up numerous times. The more I got into meditation and really got into these states, the more this message kept coming up. And so finally I decided, okay, I'm just going to trust it. Why not? You know, the average person doesn't know when. And so I figured this might've been a gift. And so I changed my life at that point. And that's where all of my issues, agoraphobia and everything like that, didn't mean anything. I didn't care anymore. I figured that 45 was my number. So I might as well just live to the highest vibration. So what I did is I joined a local church. I basically wanted to help them start up from the bottom up. I ran their audio and visual department. So now I'm being around people instead of being agoraphobic.
That's big.
Yes. Yes. I started working with the homeless. So every Saturday I was making lunches for the homeless. On Friday nights, I was running bingo for over 200 people and elderly that were in the church. So I was really, I was just stepping out. I was doing everything I could to help people. And then I was studying. So I would study at night and then I'd spend my days helping people, study at night, spend my days helping people. And when I got the understanding that healing wasn't the next part of this journey, when I started learning about my chakras, I realized, wait a minute, I can heal myself. Mm-hmm. This might have been a warning. This might have been something to kind of wake me up, not, you know, the end. And so then I started studying everything I could get my hands on healing. I wanted to understand my body. I wanted to understand water. I wanted to understand frequency. So one day I was working at the church. Everything was completely fine. And I had this shooting pain in the back of my ear. And it drastically just got worse and worse and worse to the point where I was about to pass out. Mm. And I did. I was rushed to the hospital. They basically ran a scan, they ran an MRI, and they found that I had a brain aneurysm. Mm. And so the brain aneurysm directly linked to one of the messages I got in my meditation, because once I finally accepted the 45, I started asking questions like, how? And so it told me that it was going to be brain related, but there was going to be no pain whatsoever. Mm. So here I am in the hospital, and they're telling me that I'm the youngest person on the stroke floor because I just had a mini stroke, and they found a brain aneurysm. And so at this point, this charged me up. I wanted to heal. I knew that I could. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading stories and everything. And so at that point in time, that's when everything changed. There was nothing that held me back at this point. It was all about living to the highest vibration, helping people where they are, and then healing so that I could help other people heal. Mm-hmm. And as of today, I have no mere brain aneurysm. The last scan showed that I do not have a brain aneurysm. I have healthy functioning kidneys. In fact, my numbers went up, which is something the doctors will tell you does not happen very often. I am healthier, happier than I have ever been. And on including that, the person, Caitlin, that you keep hearing, that's actually my partner. She is wonderful, and she's been sharing this whole journey with me.
Wow, what a trip. It really is to go from...
Yeah, this is stranger than fiction.
Right. It's like to go from that to be in love and let someone love you and to give and receive love like that, right?
Yeah.
It's really beautiful, really beautiful. And to come back, it takes courage to find out who you are, right? And to become that that seeker of truth. And you want it all by 5 o'clock, though, right? And you forget you have a body that it has to go through, right?
Yes, absolutely. I had to bond with my body.
Yeah.
And so one of the best things that happened is that in one of my meditations, I started getting the understanding of the power of nine. That's where nine mm-hmm. vibes comes from. It's mm-hmm. all about living aligned by this number. So an example would be, if you just take the basics of numbers, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Anything after 9 is called a dual number. 10 has 2 digits, 11, 2 digits, 21, 2 digits, 100, 3 digits. So there are only 9 singular numbers. And when you add all them up, you get 45. And 4 plus 5 is 9. So I started to notice that 9 was in everything, including and not limited to the way that we live our lives. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I looked at our calendar and I said, wait a minute. We have 7 days. This isn't aligning with 9. And nothing makes any sense. 31 days, 30 days, 29, like nothing made any sense. So I started asking the question, what if we had 9 days a week? I was just curious, like what would happen if you shifted it just by 2 days? And that's when everything really like opened up for me. Because if we would have had 9 days a week, we would have 36 days a month. No carryovers, no mistakes, no anything like that. We would have 36 days a month. And if we had 36 days a month and you multiply that by 12 months, that's 432 days a year. Now, 432 is a very important number. It is nature's natural frequency. When you study Bach and Beethoven, they recorded, they tuned all of their instruments to 432A. It is the speed of light squared. 432 squared is 186,624, which is the speed of light. And we also know that the sun has a radii of 432,000 miles, roughly between a 99.999% accuracy, but it's, you know, aligned with that. And so then I realized that if you had 432 days a year, every 5 years would align you with the moon, because every 5 years would take you to 2,160, and the moon is 2,160 miles in diameter. So I was like, okay, now I've got this alignment. Then I added in the zodiacs. 2,160 times 12 is 25,920. That's the precession of the equinox. It fits perfectly. If we had just shifted over by 2 days a week over
Let's
the seven,
everything Let's do fits. It.
Yes, and that's why I created the Nine Vibes calendar. Absolutely. I live by this calendar. Every day I wake up, I add up the month, the day, and the year. It'll land on one of those numbers because there's only nine.
Yeah.
There's only 9 options at that point. And then say, for instance, so today you have 8/25/2023. So we know 2023 is a 7, so that part's knocked out. We know that 8 plus 7 is going to end up being a 6, because I just be able to do the math. And so 6 plus 2 is going to end up being 8 plus 5 is going to give you 4. So today's a 4. So today would be your sacral chakra day, 417 hertz. I charge my water to it. I wear the color orange. I'm aligned. And then tomorrow will end up being a solar plexus day. That'll be a 5, 528 hertz. I wear yellow. I charge my water to it. I'm aligned. And so I just started doing this, and it has helped so many people, including myself. But it's just a really great way to start your day aligned. And the ones that land on 3, 6, and 9, those are the days that you really amp. So on 3 days, you give more. On 6 days, like you're more kind. And on 9 days, you just raise to your highest vibration.
Mm-hmm. And so today's a 4 day. Would that be in alignment with the heart then?
So according to this, it would actually be, because we're aligning it with the number and then the frequency. Every frequency starts with a number. And so that's how you, there are many ways to do this, mm-hmm. but just for this one, it would be the sacral, because of the fact that it would be 417 hertz.
Got it.
And so that way it's easy to remember which one you're on.
Yeah.
And how does it tie to the chakras?
So the chakras, so you have your root, your sacral, you have your solar, you have your heart, you have your throat, third eye, and crown. And so each one of those has a frequency. And so, for instance, your root chakra is 396 hertz. So that would be your 3 day. So if you add up the numbers and it lands on 3, then you know you're on root day. And so basically you can charge your water, you can listen to these frequencies, you can wear the color, you can eat the foods that are those colors. Any kind of way that kind of connects you to the chakra, because your chakras are connected to glands. And so the more your chakras are spinning, because chakra just means wheel, it's rotating. The more your chakras are spinning, the more they are moving your energy. The more they move your energy, basically the healthier that you'll be. And so it's just a great way to start off that. Now, of course, there is going to be 2 days that don't align because there's 7 chakras and then the 2 days. But that's so if it lands on a 1, that's called your frequency day. That's where you have to first think that you want something in the world. You have to first think that you want to change or get healthy. And so that's your frequency day. And that would be 174 hertz. And then the second day or the 2 day is going to be 285 hertz. And that's your vibration day. That's what you speak out to the universe. Mm-hmm. That's what you want in your life. You have to speak it out. You have to create a vibration. And then the rest of them will follow your chakras.
I love it. I love this. It's very innovative and respectful to the body, mind, spirit, and all of that. It's pretty. And you've got most of your information. I love when we talked earlier before the show about your book, where you asked your students to ask you questions. Can you talk about that?
Yes.
And that's how you came up with your book. I love that.
Yes, so the newest book that I did, the Unlock Your Life, Timeless Wisdom for Today's World, was actually created with my student, Niven Phillip. And so basically what he would do is he would go down and find the most sought out questions that people are asking, from happiness to grief to life to joy to natural disasters, just the questions that people are asking. And so I would take a group of questions into a deep meditative state. And when I came out of them, I would just jot down as fast as I could everything that I received, and then was able to create that book. And so it basically flows where it starts with happiness all the way down to the very end where it talks about being a legend.
I love it. And your books, I can get those on Amazon? Is that where they can find them, or on your website?
So you can actually find every book that I have on Amazon. If you go to the website, I have what is called a reading corner. The reason it's called a reading corner is because of the fact that everything on the website, there's an $18 charge for the website, and that's for everything. So there are multiple things, like going to Disneyland. There's so many places you can go on this website. If you want to learn healing with herbs, I actually have a chart that you can search that aligns with the digital root of the herb to the disease. So that way you can find different herbs that would align with whatever it is that you're dealing with. There is the calendar that I talked about, but then there's something called the Reading Corner where I just uploaded my books, except for the newest one, and they're free. So you can sit there and read them at any point in time. The PDF is right there. And so you have access to that as well. You can also get the Fibonacci songs that I do. Mm-hmm. I've basically done some nature sounds, Fibonacci alignments, and then also your chakra frequencies all combined. So when you listen to them, you're listening to Fibonacci, you're listening to nature, and you're aligning your chakras.
Mm-hmm. And that's if they go to 9vibesuniversal.com, right?
Correct.
And that's the number.
And that's a one time. That is not a monthly. That's just one time, and then you have access, and I continuously update it.
I'm going to put that in our comments over here so people can go directly to it. That's the number 9vibesuniversal.com. Oh, how exciting. Maybe you want to see if we can pull that up and share that, Bradley? If I've been
I was trying, but it was disabled, so I was going to do it after the break. But I'll do it now if you'd like to.
Okay, yeah, I think I think it's exciting. His work is taking off, and people are feeling it. You can feel it. People are looking for help, right? To have a vital life, right? A juicy life. We need people to have a juicy life, right, Devin?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And on that one, so there's the Healing Hub. There's trainings. So all of my classes I've been training this year mm-hmm. are actually on there. So you have the PDF to the actual training material as well as the YouTube. So it takes you right to the training. All my classes are about an hour. They have students that show up in Zoom. And so that's all something that people have access to. And then there's also Voki. So Voki is basically a virtual oracle for inspirational knowledge and enlightenment. It's AI, except for it's AI that has been reading my books, Conversations with God, Neville Goddard. So it's basically uploaded with all this information. So you can go there and say, you know, I'm struggling with life. Can you help me create a plan for my life? And it takes all this book and all this knowledge that is basically will help you get enlightened and help you stay enlightened.
That's pretty cool. I thought you said Loki, you know. But Boki makes more sense, I think.
Oh, so as you can see there, that's the classes that I thought.
Let's look at your classes. Let's pick one. The love of number nine. Let's go into that a little bit.
So the best way, so because of the fact that it is charged, you actually have to have a subscription to be able to see that.
Oh, okay.
However, I don't know if I can send you a link.
No, that's fine. No. Just talk about how you teach your classes.
Yeah.
So basically, depending on the course that I have, basically it'll be, you know, anywhere between 30 to 60, whoever actually, you know, shows up for the class for Zoom. I basically announce it to everybody. It's completely free. They just show up, and then I have slideshows. I've made custom slideshows for everything that I teach. So whether it's astrology 101, whether it's spirituality and chakras, that was a big one that was talking about the, you know, Christ oil and everything along those lines of what's happening. The love number nine is all the information that you can find about trying to align your life with nine and where nine is in the world. I just did a Fibonacci class just recently, and so they're all uploaded there. I absolutely love teaching. It gives me a chance to work one-on-one with students. They get to ask questions. And it's basically anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half, sometimes two, whenever they ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. I go through the slideshow. I teach. A lot of times I wake up in the morning and I have to change stuff because I'll get a download that'll change what I'm actually working on. So that's always fun. I'm sure you relate to that last minute where it's got to change that. But I absolutely love all the topics that I teach. And so I offer that to basically everybody for free.
I love that. I love it. Well, and I'm going to hear what's Cosmic Code. That sounds interesting.
So, Cosmic Code is actually being able to understand how technology is moving today and align that to basically being human and understanding consciousness, to understand the difference between a server, a website, and the internet, and how it actually applies to you, being that you are the example of like a website and you're connected to a server and that's connected to the internet. Mm. And so on the internet, I can connect with you, but on a server, we're all connected together. Mm. So it's just a great way to kind of bring technology and IT into spirituality.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, so what do you think, Bradley Peterson?
I would love to actually check out some of the classes. Mm-hmm. My favorite on the list that I see here would be this Whispering the Kabbalion. That's wild.
Seven Hermetic Principles. I absolutely love those. And it took me a long time to actually learn that I was doing it backwards. I never realized that the seventh Hermetic Principle is actually the first one you're supposed to teach.
Huh.
And Plato wrote about it in his book. Huh?
Gender?
Yes. And the reason is because when you tell someone that their world is not real, when you tell them the first Hermetic Principle, which is everything is mental, people can't grasp that. They can't understand that. But when you start with gender and you understand that that's just the divide of positive and negative or duality at the very core level, and you can bring those two together, then the rest of them flow. Then you have, you know, vibration and rhythm and correspondence. Yeah, all the way to the top to where someone can finally grasp that everything is truly mental.
Yeah. That's the type of class that, you know, you get some basics and you should devote a part of your life to it for, you know, some time and really getting involved and being aware of those principles around.
Absolutely.
Transformation. It helps contextually for so much of life.
So do you find that you're a meditator? Is that something that you do or you have to do or you want to do or you don't do, or is that a part of any of this?
I love meditation. I love meditation. I love teaching kids how to meditate. So I learned, you know, I couldn't sit quietly and meditate. It took me a long time to get that. And so one of the messages that I did receive is to stop trying to be quiet and start using my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I understood is the only thing you can't bring into meditation is reality. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's why everybody gets messages and everybody gets their own path. And so that's what I would teach kids. Imagine the dragon. Imagine the castle. Imagine whatever it is that you want, because you're going to receive the answer once you're in that state, but you've got to get to that place first. Breathing. I mean, I absolutely love breathing. 4-4 breathing, 4-5 breathing, always giving back more than what you're actually taking in. I meditation is a huge part of my life. And when I can't meditate, I actually feel a little off.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I'm the same with you. I'm the same way. I'm one of those people that could probably be one of those monks, you know, that's up in the mountain and you just shove food under my door and I'll be good for a month, you know, meditating, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can go into a state of meditation that is, for me, it feels like 30 minutes, but it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Where Caitlin's like, you got to eat something.
Yes, yeah.
It's just, I can be there. Yeah. I love astral projection. I love all of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe it was possible until... my NDE changed all of that for
me. It does. It changes your, it's like you have a whole new you, right? That's upgrade. It's like an upgrade, I guess, in a way, you know?
Yes.
Where you kind of get to put that part of that freedom from the other side, you get to bring it back here and really have it. Because we can be so conditioned here, right?
Indeed, yes, very much so.
And so let's talk about charging your water and working with water. I have a really good friend, Michael Lee Hill. I don't know if you're aware of his work, but he does charging the water, and he uses symbols as well to charge water. And charging your water makes a big difference, right? Or just running your energy through and in the water before you drink it
Yes, I charge my water all the time. And in fact, it's one of the first things I teach my students, because charging your water is basically like getting into a state of meditation, except for you don't have to go through all those steps. Mm-hmm. Because when you're charging your water, so basically my Spectrum at the time, I had a machine that was actually testing the water. Mm-hmm. And so for the longest time, we thought you had to have this high-end tech stuff to make sure that the frequency got into the water. You have someone like Dr. Emoto who was just speaking to the water, and you saw the crystals, you saw the change.
Yeah.
So I said, wait a minute, hold on. So why is it he could speak to it, but it's not working, you know, which is something as simple as headphones? So I thought, I'm going to start testing this, and that's what I did. I basically took 528 hertz. I tested it, and it wasn't at 528 hertz, and then I would charge my water for 9 minutes. Just 9 minutes, I'd have the headphones around my water. It was playing the frequency. It would basically play it around the water. And then I would test it. And sure enough, it would show 520 hertz. And I was like, oh, man, I did it. I changed it, you know. And so then what I did is I tested it 48 hours later. And it was still at 528. And that's when I realized it's holding the memory.
Oh.
It actually saves the memory. So when I learned by Bruce Lipton, when he was trying to teach us about the cells and how inside the cell is water, and how water basically, when it's structured water, changes into biochemistries, enzymes, and things that are healthy for your body. And so when I realized that, I realized that when you charge water, you're changing it into structured water. So not only are you drinking the water in structured water, so in other words, you're already making it healthier for you, but then what you're drinking is being absorbed by your cells. That's where that water is coming from. And so now the water inside my cells is also structured, which means it is creating proteins that I actually need for my DNA to be scanned by my RNA at the highest level of health.
Yeah.
And so absolutely, I charge my water all the time, because just 9 minutes of focusing on charging your water is just like 9 minutes of meditation.
Yeah.
It really is about being aware.
And it's like holy water, right? It becomes like holy water. We can make our own holy water, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And all my students, ever since they've been doing it years later, are still doing it. It's almost the same we were talking about meditation, where they feel off if they don't charge their water, because it's just a great start of the day.
I love it. Well, we're about to have our break. So we have a break from 5:57 to 6:04. Let's come back and maybe you could run us through charging our water so everyone can get their water bottle or a glass of water, and maybe we could run through that if that's something you feel like you'd like to do, maybe, or...
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so...
For just a little bit, but, I mean, just what you've been talking about so far, I mean, normally we interview and talk with people and have, like, one of the areas of specialty, but you're, like, so... you know, like broad genius on so many areas that you put it together into your own kung fu. It's awesome. There's so much to talk about from anything that you've been talking about here.
Thank you. Extremely humbled. That was very kind. I love it. I think that's the best way to say it, is all of it. I love all of it. Numbers, alignments, astrology. It to me, it is a joy, and it's not hard for me. And so, yeah, I pick up stuff, and I put down the stuff that leads towards fear, that leads towards confusion, and I just pick up the stuff that I actually understand, and then you can just put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Interesting the way that works, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, absolutely. Yeah, I have a class coming up. I'm going to be doing quantum physics and spirituality. And so I just want people to understand that all of this, it's all connected. They've been talking about it for years, you know, but it's been quantum mechanics. That's what they've been talking about.
Right.
The unseen energy. That's what Kabbalah is, you know, the Kabbalah. It's that's why the gematria for it is 137. It's the understanding of 137 is the finest structure constant in science. It's the moment that a wave collapses, becomes a particle, and now it's something different. It's the moment of choice. So
have you heard of the book Physics of God?
No, I haven't.
By Joseph Selby.
I'll write that down.
Yeah, so Joseph Selby is an MIT graduate who wrote Physics of God, and he's a dear personal friend of Barbara's, and we've actually had him on the show a couple, once. I was on one time with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I would love to get you all connected too, and whatnot.
Yeah, I would love to talk to somebody. This is the stuff I love talking about, so absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about to go on break. We'll be on break from 5:57 to 6:04. And when we come back, Pinky Lee would like to ask you about the afterlife. So what can you say about that afterlife, or about us going to the afterlife? She'd like to talk about that. And Loretta says, so excited to get the books. Have a great niece who is about to turn 10 years old and who is beginning to have psychic experiences. We also have family members in their 90s, so I know she will be experiencing their passing, and I'm certain this book will help her to make sense of what's happening on so many levels. I've been searching for the right book to give her, and thank you for the work you're doing, Devin. So that's from Loretta. And
awesome.
So everyone's starting to come in and say a few things. Classes are announced at least a week in advance on Facebook, so go to your Facebook page and they can find you at Devin Kramer on Facebook, right? That's where I found you, I think.
Yes, there's also Nine Vibes Universal Facebook page as well.
Okay. Oh, there is. So Nine Vibes Universal. Okay, we'll be right back after this break. So go grab your water and we're going to charge it up when we get back. Thanks for tuning in to the Cosmic Oracle Show. And we'll be right back with our co-host, Robin Peterson, and our guest this evening, Devin Kramer.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello and welcome back. Oop, let me fix that. That's not good. All right. Hello and welcome back to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. And with our co-host, Bradley Peterson's around here somewhere. And we have our wonderful guest, Devin Kramer. And we've just been having an amazing 369 time. It's just been, it's gone by so fast. And so I want to thank everyone for tuning in and also for giving generously to Revolution Radio. We're an all-volunteer station. You can go to revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio. And give whatever you can, $5, $10, to keep us all on the air. We have amazing, amazing shows. And again, this is either my eighth or my ninth year at the Cosmic Oracle Show. And you can support my work by buying my books on Amazon. Dying for the Light is my story about my near-death experience. And I have several books on there as well on Amazon. And I teach classes at Esoterra, Esoterra.us, and that's my psychic school. And so I'm just so excited to have you on, Devin, another NDE-er you know? We're in a special club. I understand someone told me that. They go, oh, you're in a special club, you know? And, you know, someone asked me, so I'll ask you, if you had it to do over, would you ever wish anyone to have an NDE?
Oh, that's such a tough one. So I would hope that somebody experienced the kindness, compassion, and love that I experienced through it. If they experience that, then absolutely. There's nothing you can find out there. There's no book, there's no movie, mm-hmm. there's no song that is going to actually change your life the way that an NDE does. Mm-hmm. However, it is not the only way. There are definitely ways that you can learn from other people that have been through these experiences, apply this to your life, and change your life in drastic ways as well.
Yeah, I agree. Well said, well said. So let's get back then to, let's go ahead and talk about charging your water, okay? Can you kind Perfect. Of walk us through it? I have my water right here.
I've got one.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited. Let's do this.
I just went and got some. So.
Okay.
Perfect. So basically what you would do is you'd wake up first thing in the morning and you're going to do a little math.
Okay.
You're going to do the month, the day, and the year, and you're going to add those up.
Okay.
And you're going to keep adding them up until you have one digit left.
Okay.
So that's it. So you don't have to have advanced math or anything. Just keep adding them until you have one digit left. So at the point that you have one digit left, that's going to be the day that you're on. So it can be a 3, a 5, an 8, a 7, a 6, but it'll never be a 10. Because at the point that you have a 10, you still have two digits. So you would just add 1 plus 0, and that would end up being a 1. That's the very first thing you do. So you have to know which day that you're on. Once you know what day you're on, then you're going to go ahead and you're going to, you can download an app on your phone. I use the frequency generator app on my phone. You can find them anywhere on your phone. And based on the fact that I've been able to test this, it doesn't matter that it comes through your phone, through a speaker, through your headphones, anything along those lines. We know that the water is retaining the memory.
That is so cool.
So what you do is you would put the frequency in. And then you would go ahead and get a set of headphones. I like to tell people this. If you're going to use earbuds, that's completely okay. Please do not put earbuds in the water. I know that I have to say that, but it's very important. And so what you're going to do is you're just going to take a set of headphones and you're going to put them around your water.
Hmm.
Okay, so something as simple as just like this. And you're going to go ahead and you're just going to allow it to play. I do it for 9 minutes because I know that 9 minutes is going to hold the memory for 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, if I don't drink it right away, if I put it in the fridge, I know that within 2 days, I just need to drink that water. I'm sure that it goes on longer. And if you end up charging it longer, you can absolutely have it go much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what I've actually tested, 9 minutes will take you to 48 hours.
Right.
And so if you do it for 9 minutes, you just go ahead and allow the frequencies to go. Now, what's really interesting is you might have bubbles in your water. And by the end of that, you'll start to notice that the bubbles start to go away. So you can see some kind of, you know, difference in your water. And then once it's done with the 9 minutes, just go ahead and take it off. And now you can drink that water and you know that that water is charged because you're the one that charged it. You're the one that we're aware in terms of what you're actually doing. And the more that you learn about water, the more that you learn about the amazingness of what's inside your body and how it all correlates, you know that what you're drinking is the most healthy that you can drink in terms of the water you're drinking throughout your day.
Right. And the healing properties of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Again, thanks to Bruce Lipton being able to really dive into understanding the cell. Now that we know that basically when you go to a doctor and you ask them why you're sick, they're going to tell you because your cells keep duplicating damaged cells. And that's the answer you get. They just keep duplicating damaged, dehydrated cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing is you're rehydrating your cells. But then on top of doing that, what you're actually doing is you're restructuring.
Mm-hmm.
Restructuring that water. And we know that structured water creates enzymes, proteins, and biochemistries. You can find structured water out in nature. Anytime that you find light that shines through and water that's moving very quickly, you'll see bubbles of white. That's actually structured water. And so you see this naturally out in nature. And so all you're doing is you're basically restructuring your water, which will make it more healthy for you.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So we start with the day today, which is 08-25-2023.
Correct.
And then add up the 0 and 8. So that's 8. The 25, which is 7. The 20, which is 2.
Yes, you can do it that way individually. Just keep going.
And the 23, which is 5.
And then what do you end up with the total?
Okay. So it's at 15, 17, 22.
And 2 plus 2 is?
I can handle that. 4.
Exactly. That's what I love telling people. You don't have to be advanced. That's it. Just keep adding until you get that last number. And that's how you know that's today. Today is sacral chakra, which is 400.
Means what?
417 hertz.
So I have the frequency generator app downloaded and it's on. So 417 hertz. Okay. This one's a little hard to get precise, but okay. And then just put the headphones on and let it sit on for around the water.
Yep. 9 minutes. You just put your headphones around the water. You could put your phone next to the water. You put a speaker, anything that basically is going to give out that frequency, your water is going to absorb it. We don't actually have to have the advanced equipment that they told us we had to have. Perfect. And then it just infuses into your water.
So what I'll do is I will now connect these. And yeah, perfect. And then I just take it and put it around the water.
Just like that.
Okay.
And you can just set it down.
And then you leave it for 9 minutes.
For 9 minutes, correct.
For 9 minutes, okay. Happy water, okay.
And
warm
then,
water, whatever four is.
And then
yeah, four is sacral chakra. Mm-hmm.
And how did you come up with 417? So you say it's a different hertz, probably, right?
Yes, so there's actually a lot of different ways that you can find these numbers. Ironically, I actually found them first and foremost in the Bible, believe it or not. I found them in the book of Numbers, because when you go and read the book of Numbers and you go to chapter 7, which is 7 chakras.
Is that the Old Testament or New Testament?
Old Testament, and that's the other amazing thing, right? I could understand maybe in the New Testament with Jesus and stuff, but this is in the Old Testament.
Yeah, they're not trying to sell anything. They're really trying to, you know, talk about the Old Testament,
Exactly. And so in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verse 12, what you have is you have this repeat over and over and over of these sacrifices. You have the animals that are sacrificed, and then you have the silver and the gold and things like that. And I couldn't figure out why it kept repeating. All it did was change the tribe, but it kept repeating over and over and over. And so I looked into this and I noticed that every 6 was the exact same going all the way down to the 89th verse. And when you take the numbers and you actually break them down into the digital root, you end up with the frequency. So I'll give you an example. If you were to look at it, it'll say day 1, this is what happens. And so then 6 more, it's going to say day 2, this is what happens. And 6 more, it's going to say day 3. Well, if you start at 12, 6 on top of that is going to end up taking you to 18. 1 plus 8 is going to be 9. So I started at 12, which is 3. Then I go 6, that's going to give me 18, which is a 9. Then I'm going to go 6 again, which is going to give me, which is going to be 18. Then it's going to take me to 24, which is going to be a 6. So you have 3, 9, 6. That's your root chakra. If you keep doing it all the way down, not only does it repeat once, it repeats all 12 days. So you have 3, 9, 6. Then you have 4, 1, 7. Then you have 5, 2, 8. Then you have 6, 3, 9, which is your heart chakra. Then you have 7, 4, 1, which is your throat. 8, 5.
And you're getting this out of the book of Numbers and the date references or the timestamps throughout there.
Yes, you take the verse and then you align it with the fact that it's the exact same as the one that came before, just another day. It's just the exact same stuff, but another day. And so you'll find that when you add up the verse, so for instance, if it was 55, 5 plus 5 is going to be 10, and then it would end up being a 1. So it just kept repeating over and over, and it kept giving me the same numbers just on repeat. The other thing that's really amazing that you can find this is if you were to draw a circle and you put 9 at the very top, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you were to put an equilateral triangle between the 9, the 6, and the 3, and you rotate it counterclockwise. Because remember, if you're learning about Reiki or any type of healing, it's all about counterclockwise. That motion is about going against time, not going with time. Because when you go against time, you open up ripples for healing. So when you rotate that triangle, it actually is going to land on the exact same thing. So if you rotate from a 9-6-3, it's going to end up being an 8-5-2. Rotate it again, it's going to be a 7-4-1. Rotate it again, it's going to be a 6-3-9. It's the exact same numbers that reveal themselves. And so there are six actual ways that I've actually found these numbers. So that's two of them. And so once I understood that 528 hertz was an actual frequency, then I went, oh, okay, now I'm going to pay attention to this. Because they've been using 528 hertz to clean the oil off of animals because it separates the water and the oil when you actually play it at a low frequency. And so I knew that I was onto something. And so then I continued studying and I found it in numerous areas. And whenever you can find
something. Oil off of animals with sonic frequency?
With 528 hertz in the water, yeah. It actually vibrates and separates the oil.
Oh, in the water. So they're.
Yeah, so the animals that would be like covered in oil, they would actually put them in the water with 528 hertz and it would start to separate the oil from the animals.
Wild. And how would they put the frequency in there?
They actually had a very high-tuned machine that they would use. So they would have this pool and then they would play the frequency and it would basically just vibrate enough so that there'd be a separation to clean them off easier.
That's wild. I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and I'm very happy you're doing it. I mean, if we're going to mess things up, it's good that we have a way to try to at least fix some things and clean things up. So.
Hey, but you're proving a broader application, let's say, than just cleaning oil off of animals.
That's true. Very true. So, yes, that's where I originally found them.
Wow.
And then just for fun, if you actually add up the frequencies, you end up with 4,536. So if you add up all those ones that I mentioned, and if you divide that by 7, because there's a 7, you actually get 648. And if you add 648 to 4,536, you get 5,184, which is the slope of the Great Pyramid of Giza, 51.84. So there's a lot of really cool alignments as well with these.
Now you're talking Barbara's language.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. I love the pyramids.
Yeah. Have you been to Egypt yet, Devin?
I haven't yet, but I plan to go, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a catalyst for sure, and I think everyone should go to Egypt at least once if you can.
Amazing.
And you would just thrive there. I just know you would. You would just be at home. I felt like when I went that I was at home there. I had spent some time there before. It felt like that for sure. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that would probably be in your future where you bring your students, you know, once a year maybe to Egypt or to Greece or to some cool place, right, where you can
I'd love to. Stonehenge, I mean, all of them they're just amazing. And I've done a lot of research in terms of Egypt, you know, because mm-hmm. you know that the coordinates align with the speed of light. And then the circling of the square, if you actually look above the pyramid and you were to draw a circle and then put another square, you actually end up with the diameter of one divided by the circumference of the other gives you the speed of light as well. And 51.84 times 60 times 60, so times 60 seconds, 60 minutes is 186,624, which is also the speed of light. So Egypt is amazing because it is all about the speed of light.
Have you read Valiant Thor?
No, I haven't. What's that one?
Well, it's interesting because one of Barbara's big passions is also the alien community. And so Valiant Thor is sort of a hybrid of what you're talking about along with the alien community. Maybe Barbara would be better at explaining it. But...
Oh, no, you're doing good.
Yeah, but it includes a circle and the squares and the triangle and the angles and that and the inside map of the pyramids and whatnot.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and there's precise angles and the reasoning and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, to the exact precise. Like you're looking at it.
You know what?
And
when you were talking about Egypt and talking about the speed of light, and and intuitively I just got that maybe that's when you pass through, you know, from this 3D dimension, and then you drop the skin dressing and you go through to the other side in your near-death experience. Maybe that's at the speed of light. Maybe that's where we go through. It's at that exact speed, which is interesting.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's, to me, I actually align it with the golden ratio,
mm-hmm.
because the golden ratio is everywhere in nature. Mm-hmm. It's used, you know, all around us, and yet it's a number we can't seem to get to. Because the closer that you get to the golden ratio, the more you can't see the difference between if you're actually on the golden ratio. So the way that I perceive death is actually the golden ratio. It's the moment of perfection. It's the moment that we can't even observe because it's at that point where light no longer is able to be viewed. And so, yes, the speed of light would be a great way of putting that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that. You know how we get things, right, Devin? You get those, like, aha moments and you got to have a little notebook with you because you have to write them down all the time because then you forget them. So
yes, absolutely. You get so excited. It's like you burn out and then you're like, what was that? It was going to change the world. What was that?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then to be working with students that ask the right questions. Sometimes it's all in the question, right?
That, absolutely.
That, you get to have a reflection of yourself and where you are in that moment as well. And grow and change, and our world can become a much better place through your 369 and through your other classes. And I want to go back to your book, your latest one that just came out.
Yes.
I want to talk about that. So
okay.
Let me see. I wrote the name down. What's the name of that book again? And you have it?
That's
and,
okay.
And you don't
Unlock
have
Your
it.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. So I don't actually have a physical copy. It literally just came out. So
yes.
I'm waiting for mine as well. I know that the people that I had proofread absolutely loved it. It had really, really great reviews. I was really glad that I was able to, what I like to call, come down off the mountain. Sometimes when I talk, it's a little bit above what most people say. I really like being able to come down and be exactly where people are and be like, what are you asking for? What are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And so my student really did a great job of being able to bring those questions forth. And so it covers everything. So a great example would be like the table of contents. You have personal development, motivation, and leisure. So all different types of questions about that. You have personal values and character traits. You have physical health, so it goes in physical health, mental health, and these are all answered from a state of consciousness. It's not going to be your generic kind of answer. And then each one of them actually has individual smaller questions, you know, that kind of cover the topic altogether. So whether it's talking about the afterlife, whether it's talking about quantum mechanics, whether it's talking about religion and theology, homosexuality, all these things. I really wanted to touch all these different areas and really bring in a compassion and a unconditional love answer to every single one of them.
I love it. You know, and I'm thinking too with that, we'll go back to what Pinky Lee asked earlier, and we were going to come back to this. So we're bringing
okay.
it on around and in and through. And that was, she asked, she said it in a great way too, about what can you say about the afterlife?
Oh, the afterlife.
let's say it with the 369 or from that perspective.
Yeah, so what I learned about the afterlife is I learned that, well, first off, that hell doesn't exist.
Yay! Wait, let's hear that again. No hell whatsoever.
What you do in this life, it matters here. And in fact, that's why I tell people that if you're feeling like you want to leave this life, remember that you're here for a reason and it matters. And there are things that you are here to experience. And I believe that the number one reason that we are here is to experience love. Mm-hmm. Because in the afterlife, what you actually experience is you experience a replay of everything that you basically considered love and that you were bonded to. So as I said, there is no hell whatsoever. That's the first thing. The second thing is every single person is met with the most loving, kind, compassionate guide you could ever imagine. It could be your grandma. It could be Buddha. It could be Jesus. It's whatever it is that you believed in that basically can guide you through understanding how this world works. And it's all energy and it's all vibration and it's all frequency. And it is the most amazing experience that you can actually enjoy when you understand that. When you're in fear and you're in a state of like 1% below awareness, it's a scary world and it's chaotic and it's, you know, difficult to kind of navigate. But when you start to become more aware and you start to apply that 1% awareness to everything in your life, you start to realize this world is amazing and it was designed for you. Mm-hmm. And so in the afterlife, you're met with the most kind, compassionate person that can guide you through the questions you have. Because the thing that people don't realize is the average person has very few questions. You know, the average person is not interested in aliens. The average person is not interested in the pyramids. There's a certain amount of people that are interested in it. Some people are interested in the Kabbalah. Some people are interested in the government. You know, they have these questions at the end of their life they want to ask. And so your questions get answered. That's one thing I can say is no matter what question you have, it'll be answered in your afterlife, because your afterlife is kind of like a way station. You get to decide what you do next. Everything in this life, you are in control and you decide. And so if you decide you come back, what you have to realize is that time is still going on, even though you're not inside of it. So whenever you come back, it's always a better experience than it was the one before. People are very afraid of coming back to a worse experience. Without realizing that today, even though it looks chaotic the way it is better today for a large amount of people than it was 100 years ago. And it is better 100 years ago than it was, you know, 200 years ago. So it always gets better. It's really about our observation and our perspective. And so that's the first thing I try to tell people is that if you decide to come back and you absolutely can, in that moment, it's going to be better. It's not going to be worse because you've already gone through answering your questions, understanding things, and then deciding. But you don't have to. You can also go into what I would call and what most people call heaven, which is where you get to replay over and over your greatest moments, your happiest moments. There is no darkness, no sad, no negativity, and no fear in heaven. It's just re-experiencing what you want to experience. And when you're done re-experiencing, then you can come back down, have a whole new experience, and enjoy it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that. And also that you're never alone.
No, never alone.
You're never alone. And for me, that changed everything, right? Because when you're in that afterlife, you were never alone. You had some help. There's always helpers, right?
Yes. Yes. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of being alone. I believed in hell. I was raised in the church. I, mm-hmm. you know, thought that I made plenty of mistakes and that was, you know, kind of the end result. And so, yeah, not only was there no hell, but I was never alone. And it's one of the things I tell people about this life. By yourself, you can think you're the most amazing person in the world. Absolutely. But without another, then there's no thing to compare to. And so that's the power of bonds. It's the observation of someone else to re-solidify who you really are. Mm-hmm. And so by yourself, you can't do that. And so that's why it's important that bonds, you know, that you make bonds in this life.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a four-letter word then, because people aren't comfortable talking about it. I think it's a real important word, and that's the word love.
Mm. I love talking about love. I think that there is a difference between unconditional love and love, because love, whenever we describe it, is still conditioned. Whether you're talking about a relationship or you're talking about a friendship or something along those lines, it's your condition. If they stay a certain way, then everything's okay. But if they shift another way, well, then, you know, clearly you see that separation. But unconditional love is where there's no conditions. You just love people no matter what. You love them for who they are. You love them for their level of awareness today and their level of awareness tomorrow, or their level of unawareness today and their level of unawareness. You just love people. And ever since I was a kid, I've been kind of a little different in that area because I have a younger sister who has cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. And I was taught at a very young age that everything I did didn't affect me. It actually affected her. That, mm-hmm. That's how the church taught us. And so when I was younger, I would say something like, you know, I'd take a bullet for anybody. because of the fact that I figured that I wasn't giving anything and maybe that person was going to change the world or heal, you know, someone with cystic fibrosis. And so I didn't value myself at all. Mm-hmm. And so I would basically, you know, I was willing to sacrifice myself, you know, for anyone. And it wasn't until I got older where I realized it's not about dying for someone. It's about living for someone. I want to love every single person here on this earth, not have to die for them to prove that type of mm-hmm. message. And so that really converted for me, where I really understood unconditional love is the most powerful energy that is in this universe.
Yeah.
And the next one, of course, is going to be kindness. Mm-hmm. Kindness is, it requires both sides to be in agreement for something to be kind. And that's the powerful energy. So both of those together, that's what you're talking about. That's what you want to live at.
Exactly. And we talked briefly right before the show about self-love, right? And
yes.
And gosh, what a door opener with that, right?
Yes, self-love is so important. It's one of the things that when you learn about your chakras, you're really learning self-love. Mm-hmm. You start with your root chakra. It's about loving the root of who you are, the people that helped you become who you are. And then you move into your sacral, which is about your bonds. You start loving the people that you've brought into your life. You start appreciating the bonds that you actually have, which moves you into your solar plexus, which is about your body. You know, being responsible for the things you're putting into your body. And it doesn't mean going on some drastic diet. It means appreciating every single time that you're actually doing something. Thank you for this. You know, thank you for this meal. I do it every single time. I probably sound like the silliest person, but I look at every single thing on my plate. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I eat and I have no more stomach issues. And then you move into your heart, right? That's all about what you're radiating out. And so that's about, you know, connecting to your body. Then your throat. What are you saying? What are you speaking? You know, I always tell people that if you want to tell your truth, absolutely, you can tell your truth, but do it with kindness. Because if not, then it's just anger and it's not being heard anyway. And so, you know, then you move into your third eye, which is about your projection, your reality, and then all the way to your crown, which is basically the receiver of your environment. All of that together is about you. It's your body. It's your chakras. It's your experience. And so the more that you work on those, the more self-love you actually have.
It's so deep. You know, it's
yes.
So deep. We are so deep. We really are. And our capacity to love and give love and receive love is so, so very deep and special, I think, too, that
yes.
We get to have that. It's such a gift.
Agreed. Absolutely.
And to share it with your animals. I love that you shared it with your animals as well.
How long ago was your that experience you had with
the animals? So that was in 2017, so 6 years ago.
Wow, very recent.
Yeah.
Look at all this changed in your life in that short period of time.
Yeah. I barely recognize myself sometimes, you know,
yeah.
Just complete night and day. My family, super supportive, but they're the same. They're just like, wow, they thought I was like the black sheep. I was going downhill, you know? And so it's so amazing to see even the people that are closest to me.
Yeah.
That transformation.
Yeah. My family. Go ahead, Bradley.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what?
Sorry, Barbara.
Oh no, go ahead. You were going to say something.
I was just going to ask if you had how it's impacting your family as well.
So actually, my family has been exceptionally supportive throughout my journey. I know that it's difficult when you go through this journey to kind of bring it back home, you know, because they've kind of decided who you are. But I would say that my transformation has definitely been clear because my family absolutely sees it. They see me as a very kind, loving person. I've worked through a lot of my issues. I've gone through a lot of core memory chakra work, which is where you find the core memory that keeps, you know, showing up over and over, that keeps things going, and released a lot of that. I have nothing but love for all my family, including, you know, my dad, my sisters, my mom, and everything. Now, I have very different sisters. I have a sister who is very much into Christianity, and we can carry on conversations because I can absolutely meet her at her level now. You know, it's not about proving I'm right. It's not about anything like that because every path works. The reality is, in unconditional love and kindness, every path works. So it was really about me kind of bringing down my light and meeting them where they are. And I have a younger sister who is into witchcraft. She loves all of nature and all these different things. And we all just are able to work together. And so it's just really awesome.
Wow. Well, if you could start as the love as the way to communicate, right?
Yes,
start
absolutely.
There. We'll just level the playing game, right? Where it's just like, we're just going to start with the love thing. We're just going to kind of go with that.
Yes. And I would basically say that every single person, I used to have this quote that like everybody's heart is as pure as the ocean. It's just circumstance that muddies the water. So every person that I meet, I believe is doing the best they can given their mm-hmm. view at that time. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you stick with that, you understand that, yeah, people make mistakes all the time, but their heart is really in it. You know, their heart was absolutely aligned. And even in the worst mistakes that you see, it's just unawareness. I don't call things evil. I don't label things. I just view it as either you're aware of what you're doing or you're not aware. And sadly, unawareness can cause a lot of chaos.
And so...
So, I don't mean to throw a little spin at this, Devin, but Mandela effect.
Well, I have a group that I actually run that has 110,000 people where we talk about the Mandela effect every day. So bring it on.
Well, was that something, did you have opinions on that prior to your experience, and have they changed now in the past 6 years? I mean, obviously they will have, but prior to, you had a strong opinion about it, that there was something going on there before you had your stroke experience?
Yes, I actually did. The Mandela effect was actually the very first crack in my reality. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because I'm a Leo, and everything about my life has been about being a lion. And so I knew that the scripture in Isaiah 11:6 was the lion lays down with the lamb. When I was a kid, I had a blanket that had, you know, the lion and the lamb, and I used to have the little figurines and stuff, you know, my room and stuff. And so now, you know, you read it and it says the wolf lays down with the lamb, and I couldn't accept it. I was like, what is going on with this? So I wasn't meditating at the time, but I ended up reading something at one point that it said that Hebs, or highly evolved beings, were basically using the Mandela effect to kind of shift reality, because you can't change your life until you first see that something is, you know, not aligned, something's not right here. And but after my NDE, then I dove really into it. I started studying all of them. I started studying CERN, started looking mm-hmm. into the positive sides, the negative sides, trying to make sense of all of it. And the general consensus that I come to is that I do believe, from all the research that I've done, that CERN absolutely changed the particle level. And when you change something at a particle level, you change things. Mm-hmm. And I believe that because of the fact that they changed things, we had to move to the closest parallel reality that we had. Now, the thing is that if it changed something physically, like for instance, your wife or something like that, you wouldn't know the difference anyway, because there's nothing to compare to. It's not until we started bringing up these things like, you know, the Monopoly Man, or, you know, any of those type of things, but we are started seeing comparisons of things, which is how we started noticing it. I don't believe, again, like I said, I don't believe in evil or anything. I just believe mainly because of this. If you think about it, what's so fascinating about being able to turn on the, you know, the collider is the fact that they had to actually put forth a paper to the United Nations that said, here are the two options. We're either going to destroy everything and go into a black hole, or we're going to be able to adjust or change something that we haven't predicted yet. And the idea that everybody got together and said, okay, let's do this, tells me that it couldn't have been this one side versus all kind of situation. I think that we were at a place where we reached a level of technology and we flipped the switch and it changed things. And now what we're doing is we're working through it. I think it's good for people. To be honest, I think it's good for people to start questioning their reality, because it's very easy to get stuck in things. And I feel like getting stuck is the biggest problem.
So CERN flips a switch, and are you saying that it's a split, or is it just a change? Or, you know, how some people say with the Mandela effect, it's like there's now like two realities, and now there's people kind of on each side. Some see this, some see that. Or you're saying that, no, everybody has a shift of something.
Yeah, I think that everybody does. Most people, like I said, there's 110,000 people, and that actually happened in the last month. This group I opened up, and all of a sudden, I mean, people want to talk about it. They want to, you know, share about it and everything. And so when you get into the science, what CERN actually did by smashing the particles together was that they revealed another particle underneath that layer. Well, whenever we observe something, we create that reality, right? John Bell did an amazing experiment and won the Nobel Peace Prize for basically proving that underneath quantum mechanics is math. And then there's nothing else. It's numbers, quantum mechanics, and then reality. We are no longer defined by physicality, by our reality any longer. Right. So I think the moment we observed it is the moment then that we became the quantum observers, which means the moment you observe something, you collapse the wave function, which means we had to have moved to another reality.
Say that one more time, the last part.
Yeah, so whenever you observe something, you actually collapse the wave function. So in other words, let's take the double slit experiment, right? We know that the photon basically has waves and particles, but when you observe it, it chooses to be a wave or a particle. And so it's the same thing, because what it's doing is it's collapsing the option of the wave. It's basically saying, okay, at this point in time, you're making a decision, and that decision then is going to give you one outcome, not the quantum, which was multiple outcomes. Mm-hmm. Same thing with quantum computers. The second you look at a quantum computer, it becomes a paperweight, because the moment that you observe it is the moment that it now cannot be in a quantum state. It has to be in one specific state. I think that happened to us on a global level.
Mm-hmm. So it gave us more choice?
Yes. It opened up basically the options of more that we didn't know. It went from binary to quantum, but in our thought process and in our reality as well.
Yeah. Oh.
You look very, very deep in thought there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Went from binary to quantum in our thought process from that collapsing, and which kind of creates now an understanding. And
that's where we... That's where we resonate at organically anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so we're just more in tune with a creative, natural creative force.
Yes, absolutely. That's why when I see people that are fearful of it, I'm like, it's okay, I understand that, but let's go to the higher place, because it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. We are changing so drastically right now that if you're still old school binary, you're going to get washed away by this new flood. That's a good way of putting it. You know, you really have to be able to expand.
Yeah.
And when you study CERN, you actually see that Shiva is on the outside of CERN.
Shiva
is the goddess of destroying. But the thing is that it's not the negative that you think it is. It's the change. It's the destroying the old to bring in the new.
Right.
And so that's what I see happened.
Right. You have to destroy to create.
Yes.
I love the two together. It's like, consider this a divorce. You know, we have
the exact same example. Pamela Anderson, you know, she has, she's a beautiful person. Met her, old business, used to do business. She's a really sweet person. She's had like five marriages or something like that. And her son said something that was really cool. He goes, yeah, well, she loves love so much, and she loves falling into love so much that if you love falling into love and then being in love, you also have to fall out of love so you can fall back into love again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do this actually at a smaller level. Like, for instance, when you're a kid and you want to be a teenager, you have to denounce being a kid. Notice teenagers say, don't call me a kid. I'm not a kid anymore. It's like you literally denounce who you were to become something new. And we do this all the time throughout life.
Right. Yeah, I love that. So we're changing and growing and moving and shaking things up. And Devin Kramer, you're definitely shaking some things up on this planet. I love it.
Thank you.
And you're just getting started, right? In a way, you're just like, I can't wait to see you like 10 years from now or 20 years from now, you know, it'll be really, really awesome to look back and see, you know, what you've created and work with spirit to manifest here. Right. And to serve. It's a life of service, right, Devin?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we could even set up a time, Barbara, where we have Joseph Selby and Devin together.
on the Cosmic Oracle show. You know, everything's Zoom these days, and everything's quantum dialing in these days.
It's all connected anyway.
No, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, let's do it. Well, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners before we're getting kind of close to the end of the show? And I just want to make sure that if there's anything that you say, oh, man, I wish I would have said this or would have done that, or now's your time, Devin.
I actually have another book actually called The Magic of the 1%. And this is a message that I teach people a lot. You can apply it to giving. You can apply it to changing your life anyway. A lot of people try to aim for 99%, changing their life these drastic ways instead of really embracing the 1%. Because, for instance, we'll take giving. Giving doesn't work if you don't actually turn the wheel of comfort. If you have $100 and you have no problem giving $1, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't have that effect to actually turn the wheel. So I tell people, find your comfort level and then give 1% past that. Mm. So it's not about giving everything that you have. It's about giving 1% past your comfort level. And this is the same with your spiritual journey. Every day, try to reach 1% further than where you were the day before. Find your comfort level and push it past 1%, because everybody can do 1%. But not everybody can do 50%. Not everybody can do 30% on days that it's hard. But 1% is doable. And if you focus on that, you'll be able to move to the next step and the next step and the next step. You'll become more aware. You'll become more expanded, you know, in the way that you use your left and your right brain together. You'll be able to retain more information and more data and more knowledge, because knowledge is the successful application of information through experience. It's not just reading a book and be like, I got it. Now I have all the knowledge. It's about applying it to your life. And so I really want to emphasize on the understanding that aim for 1%, because everyone can actually do 1%.
I think that's awesome. That's an awesome way to end our, and so that'll be our wish for all of our listeners, that they expand their consciousness 1%. What would your wish be, Bradley, for our listeners?
My wish would be that everyone go and check out an upcoming seminar from Devin. You know, I mean, free seminar with everything you're talking about here. I can't imagine. You pick a topic and dive down into it and give people practical time with it. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, you know, let us know when you're doing things. We'd love to announce them sometimes. We're doing a lot of things here that the world hasn't seen yet. We haven't launched it yet, let's say, for what Barbara's got going on. But if you share stuff with us, we'd be happy to share it with the community that's being built over here as well. Oh, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, very excited. I will definitely share it with you. It's completely free. Everyone is welcome. Only guideline I have on any platform I have is just kindness. Choose unkind, doesn't work, doesn't align, but kindness is it. Everything else, bring all the topics. I love talking about everything.
What's that saying? Kindness is a fabric of society?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I'm trying to find your, to put on Facebook for Amazon for you. That's what I'm trying to put up here for you.
Okay, so the website, let's cover some of the basics.
Can you do that, Bradley? Yeah.
9vibesuniversal.com. So the digit 9, of course, vibes, V-I-B-E-S, universal, UNIVERSAL.com. 9vibesuniversal.com. And for the, let's see, there's podcasts that I also had pulled up here before the show. So there's some pretty cool things.
That was a great experience. That was the very first one I ever did.
This was your first podcast?
Yes. Psychic Evolution. Fantastic.
Psychic Evolution.
I've got it.
Okay, well. By the way, where do you live? What part of the country do you live in?
I'm in Arizona now. All of this actually happened in North Carolina, but yeah, I live in Arizona now.
What brought you to Arizona?
A change. I just followed the nines in my life, and not only did it lead me to an amazing job, it led me to new friends. It brought me out. Like I said, I started at that local church, and then I've also met who I will say very clearly is going to be my future wife.
Yeah.
She's my partner.
Wow.
And amazing.
How did the numbers lead you to a new job?
So believe it or not, perfectly. So the address was actually 999. once I did the interview, I basically, it was for dog training. So it was very simple. I was already aligned. Everything was good. I was starting to feel very confident. Everything to do with that job was either a 3, 6, or 9. The code for the door was a 3, 6, and 9. The code for my information was a 3, 6, and 9. The time that I arrived was 1:08, which is something that I call raw time. It's perfectly aligned. And so, yeah, everything aligned, and I've been trusting it ever since. I just go with the flow, and it works.
Yeah, I have a quick question. We have just a few more minutes left, too. It's on the 3, 6, 9, is that on a dice where you roll a dice that has a 3, 6, 9? Or how do you?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can get a virtual dice. There's a really awesome app that is actually called Dice. Very, very simple. And what I love about this one, I don't know if you can see it or not, but you can actually customize your own dice. You can make them different colors. So I align them with the chakras.
Oh,
so I'll just sit there and change the colors. So like, for instance, today would be an orange. So what I'll do is I would just click on it. I would go to the color. I would change it to orange. And then you can just, see it right there. So you can change everything. And so then whenever I'm in a situation, and I started with being online, there's so much chaos online. And so I wanted to respond to people, but I didn't know if I should. If they would hear my message. And so I just started rolling the dice. And then I started upping my game. I would write the whole message. Then I would roll the dice. Because I'd be like, either I trust it or I don't. And so I'd write the whole message. And if it didn't land on it, I was like, it's just not the time. And then I would move on. And so it was just a fun thing to do. But it really helped me be able to navigate this world a lot better by knowing that at least something was behind me and the things that I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I want to end the show with something from your fiance, Caitlin Brinkhoff, who's been on, been very active in our comments on Facebook, and I just love that. And she writes, one of my favorite quotes from your book, Devin's book, is, "Your worthiness isn't dictated by external accomplishments, but by the sheer fact of your existence and your conscious effort to grow and evolve."
Yes, that is a fantastic quote. And she has been my greatest supporter. Like, I couldn't ask for a better partner.
Oh, you guys are
so
cute.
I'm a little weird. She just goes with the flow.
You guys are so cute. It's a match made in heaven, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tell people that the reason I came back is because I had no bonds, and now I found.
Oh, yeah. A bond and a foundation for all of your work, the two of you together, right? As a couple of masculine, feminine work together, So that's beautiful. Very beautiful. Well, we wish you all luck and
thank you.
And with your classes. And your next class is coming up when?
So it's not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be on quantum mechanics and spirituality. That's 11 a.m. MST time.
And that's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'll post on Facebook, and then it'll be on Zoom and Facebook Live. So that way anybody can basically join in at any point.
Okay, very good, very good. And so, and they can find that through 9 Vibes International on Facebook?
9 Vibes Universal, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So there you have it. And so, again, thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences with us and your love and your wisdom and all the things that you're doing that are new. I love new things. I love things that haven't been done before,
Right.
And it's where all the excitement is. And so you're right at the head of it. And so we just wish you much love and strength and protection and fun and laughter and joy in your coming years. And it's going to be fun to watch you really grow and change, So I'm excited.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited for you and for all of your new students and all of our listeners tuning in to your love vibration. And I'm still from this, you know, from that 60s, 70s love girls, you know, from way back in the day. So it's still happening. It's still here and it's still moving and growing. And
yes.
And so things change. And but we keep the good parts, you know, we throw away that doesn't serve and keep all that beautiful love.
And we drink that which does.
Yeah, so we'll yes. end with a drink to cheers.
Our charged water.
Our yes, charged water. Cheers to all of our listeners, cheers. To Devin, cheers. To all of our family out there. Because where we go, we go together, right? As one.
Absolutely.
Like water.
All right. Okay, and so anything you want to add to this, Bradley, and you can take us home. All right.
I think this has been one of the most fun endings to the shows that I've been on with you, Barbara.
Well, it's summer. We're supposed to be having fun. We're supposed to be having music and dance and festivals and it's sun and summer. And I'm a Leo too, Devin. So I'm a quadruple Leo. So,
oh,
you
wow.
know, yeah, I have sun and moon and a few other planets all in Leo. So it's kind of like you can't even run from yourself when you're a Leo, right?
Right. Everywhere you look.
And Devin, it was never the wolf and the lamb. Damn it.
All right. Well, good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Cosmic Oracle Show. Thanks, Bradley, for co-hosting this evening. And again, thanks to our wonderful guest, Devin Kramer. And thanks to all of our beautiful people who ended up on Facebook and gave their comments. Pinky Lee and Caitlin and Loretta and let's see, and Caitlin and Leslie Young and Michelle Peterson. And I think I got most of you, Loretta again, all of our people who, and Sarah. And I think I got all of you. So if I miss you, and Pinky Lee, she's our wonderful dog whisperer. That's what she does.
Oh,
she
awesome.
Is. So, awesome. All right, again, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next week. And go out and do something that makes you uncomfortable that you haven't tried before. Try something new. All right.
At least by 1%.
Yes, the 1%. So go out and love a lot. And receive love and give love. See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks again, Devin.
Thank you.
And if I can get us off of here, I have to... There we go.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!